Oh, it's very exciting to finally be making this film. I've been working on it for about 5 years now, and you know, when I first heard about the deaths of De Balbo, five journalists in East Timor in 75, it was a very tragic event. But the more I kind of investigated it, the more, you know, the story of East Timor as well became something that I was fascinated by, and obviously for a lot of people in the Northern Territory, the large Timorese population in Darwin, and also it's only an hour by plane, you know, so it's, you know, these histories are closely linked.
And there are some pretty big names in the film. One of them, of course, Anthony LaPaglia. Who else have you got lined up?
I've got a local Timorese actor, Jose Da Costa, is actually playing one of the lead roles too. And I'm casting the Balbo 5 journalists at the moment, and I think about 2 weeks we'll be announcing that casting. You know, I think I've auditioned several hundred young Australian actors. They're all very keen to be involved. You know, because I think for a lot of people, it's interesting, a lot of people who, you know, are in their 20s now don't really know much about the Balbo 5. And when they hear about it, they're kind of horrified and curious. And, you know, it's been exciting for these young actors because obviously they were born, you know, in the 80s. You know, for them to actually find out about it and then, you know, have the possibility of playing one of them is quite interesting.
A forgotten part of Australia's history.
That's right. I mean, you know, the interesting thing for me has been that Anthony LaPaglia is playing a journalist, Roger Reist, who's lesser known than the Balbo 5, but he was based in Darwin. And he went up to East Timor to find out what happened to the young guys, and that's the character Anthony LaPaglia plays. And so the first third of the film's actually set in Darwin, and it's around him, you know, working and living in Darwin. And the young Jose Ramos Horta, as a young man, came and found Roger Reist and brought him to East Timor to run a news agency.
So Darwin's a key location. How will you decide how much filming you'll do here, or are we going to see a repeat of Australia where Darwin today didn't look enough like Darwin of days gone by?
Yeah, look, I'm hoping to film a lot of the film, more than half of the film in Darwin. And I've had a tremendous amount of support from the Northern Territory government and the film office there. And part of my trip up is also to do a big location recce, have a look around and see what locations are there. I mean, the film is set in 1975, so it's not, you know, obviously the same as the issues Australia faced recreating 1942, but you know, but still, you know, it's always a trick for filmmakers. I think the illusion of cinema, you know, what you achieve. I remember on a film, The Bank I Made, I filmed, you know, the big scenes with Anthony LaPaglia's character in this big house he worked in. It's Ripon Lee is where this house is in Melbourne. And in the film, I had him go down the Yarra on a boat to get to Ripon Lee, except Ripon Lee is nowhere near the Yarra. And Victorian Tourism rang me and said, we keep getting inundated with calls from people saying, how do we get the boat to Ripon Lee?
You say that's artistic license. What is the time plan? When are you going to be filming?
We're filming June 30.
Okay.
Ideally, we'll be filming probably the first 4 weeks of a 7-week shoot.
That's slap bang in the middle of our very busy season. Is finding accommodation going to be a bit of a problem?
Julia, it's funny you should mention that because it's actually been a bit of a catastrophe for us because we decided very late to make the call to shoot so much of it in Darwin, and of course there's no accommodation left. So we are actually looking for locals who might have a holiday house or, you know, an apartment that they're not using that would be interested in kind of renting it to us.
Well, I hope you find somewhere because it was a great buzz having Australia filming here last year, and it would be lovely to have you doing it again.
Oh, it'd be terrific, and I'd be very happy to come and have a chat when I'm up there if you're interested in
that'd be great.
An update during the shoot.